and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of September, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Oceans of Beauty. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I hope to bring you lots of English that will wake up your language learning skills. Oceans of Beauty, beginners. During the summer, my family and I took a trip to a beautiful and fascinating place. It was a zoo and an aquarium at a place called Point Defiance, near Seattle. A friend of mine had been there and told me that it was worth a trip. We were staying close by, on the coast, in a friend's house. It took about an hour and a half to get there by car, which was fine. When we got there, it was quite a shock. The huge parking area was completely full. In fact, cars were parked on the side of the road because there were no more parking spaces available. When we got inside, I understood why it was so full. It is an incredible place. The aquarium is very large and varied. We saw penguins, seals, otters, walruses, and a huge amount of smaller sea creatures. I loved the jellyfish. They were a small see-through species. They were in a dark tank with lights shining up. They looked like pretty little ghosts as they moved through the light. We spent a lot of time looking at the walruses. Gosh, they were enormous. One swam up to the window where we were and stayed there, yawning, snorting, and looking at us. It was quite a show. Grammar notes. Preterite and pluperfect of to be, to tell, to swim, to take. To be. He was a very handsome man. He had been a pilot in the war. To tell. I told you we needed new batteries. Jim had told you too. To swim. He was tired of swimming. He had swum a mile in total. So he swam to the beach, got out, and fell asleep on the sand. To take. I took the car to the service station to have the oil changed. I didn't realize that you had taken it in already. Advanced. Point Defiance is on the coast right near the city of Tacoma. As we walked down the hill towards the entrance, we could see the sea. It was quite spectacular. The children were dying to see the tigers, so we walked through the Asian forest area, through paths of bamboo, and into a cave-like area where we could look through glass into the large living area of the tigers. The adults were napping, laying on the grass, barely moving. The babies, though, were right up close to the glass, just relaxing, not seeming to take much notice of any of us. It was a thrill to see them. It was after the tigers that we went into the aquarium. There was so much to see. Again, we walked through a cave-like area that was dark, past windows of different fish, until we came to a huge aquarium. In it were sharks. I'm not sure what kind they were, but they certainly were intimidating. They circled around and came right up to the glass to check us out with their cold black eyes. I wasn't sure who was observing who. I certainly wouldn't want to find myself swimming anywhere close to them. Grammar notes. Useful vocabulary. Cave-like. I found the house cave-like. It was dark and had low ceilings. To be dying to. I am dying to try that cheesecake. That bakery makes the best dairy treats. Barely. As the child slept, he barely moved. You could just see his chest rising and falling as he breathed. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast of some use. Please keep listening and drop me an email if you wish at acupofenglish@live.com. Thanks so much, and tune in again next time. Bye-bye.